Okay, kind of coming down to the home stretch here for us this spring. Obviously, we got a ton of work to do. Got some done this spring. We had a lot more to do this year. Get ready to go. It'll be on top of us quickly with training camp. And then, you know, Jacksonville, Houston, Detroit, after that, the games, and working with those good organizations. But, you know, I'd say right now we just need to keep grinding it out. We all got a lot of work to do. I don't think we're really close to where we need to be at. So just keep trying to close the gap as much as we can between now and the opener of Kansas City.
Made in these practices, how do you assess that it has been a success when you get to the end of the line here? If it is, you know, if it has.
Yeah, like I said, we got a long way to go. We got a lot of things we need to coach better, do better, be better at. So we got a long way to go.
I know you probably always feel like you could use more time, but given the time constraints that you have, do you feel like it's been as productive as you could have hoped for at this point?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know the other 31 teams are working hard too, so where we are and where they are, I have no idea. Try to use the time the best that we can. Like I said, we got a lot of things we need to work on. So if we get to training camp, that'll be another chance to start working on. We got a lot of things taught. How well we can do them or we'll be able to do them remains to be seen. That's obviously going to be a huge question for every team.
How does it help, Bill, with it being New England, the difference in the weather, you know, the days that we've had, the, you know, 50s, rainy.
Instant and summer. Yeah, went from 45 to 90 last week. Yeah, look, whatever it is. I mean, we can't control that, so whatever it is, we deal with it.
It was reported that the team extended Julian Edelman. So how nice is to have him locked up for, you know, at least a few more years? Just how important has he been to this team?
Right. Well, I mean, it's obviously anytime you sign a contract, it's an agreement between two parties. So got done. We're glad it's done or we wouldn't have done it. Hopefully he's glad it's done or he wouldn't have done it. So just concentrate on playing football.
It seems like in that receiver group, you have a lot of experienced pieces, a lot of guys with different skill sets. During the spring, are you in the process already of figuring out who fits best where, or are you trying to move everybody around to sort of get a feel for what they can do together before you get to training camp?
Yeah. Again, Phil, I think the big thing is to make sure that everybody understands the concept of the play, their particular assignment on the play. But again, if you know what everybody else is doing, it makes it a lot easier to, you know what you should do or shouldn't do with adjustments and things like that. And they'll compete in training camp and see what happens. And I don't know how it's going to go. So that's what training camp's for. That's what preseason's for. Let the players go out there and compete. Hopefully everybody knows what to do and they will be able to go out and play competitively and put their best effort out there and we'll see what it looks like.
Can you talk about what you've seen from Brandon Cook so far? What impresses you about him?
Well, Brandon's worked hard. There's definitely, he has some skill. It's, you know, transition for him. He's working hard to make it. So, again, we'll see how it goes. You know, we get into a more competitive situation. But he learns well. He's looks like he's been able to do some multiple things. But we'll see all that transfers at training camp.
Well, it's been a few nights since the team got its championship rings. He's been through a handful of those, and they were looking ahead. But to have that night where the players can celebrate the fruits of their labor, how special was that?
It's a great night, but really we need to move on to 2017. You know, we've had enough parades, enough celebrations, and enough everything. This 17 team hasn't done anything yet. None of us have, so we really need to focus on what we're doing this year. And there have been a lot of great moments in the past, which is great, but that isn't going to help us this year.
Bill, you're going to have some time off. Would you say you yourself, are you good at relaxing?
Yep.
you had to choose, going to the beach, you trying to play 18?
Well, I'm not going to the beach in 60 degrees and 20 mile an hour winds. Go to the beach by yourself on that day.
Fair point.
Bill. Call an audible. Make a good decision.
There's a guy on his deck in the summer. I've seen a lot of him in his career. Let's say about a guy like him and have that deep playoff run. Just against you guys, just Jason Taylor. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on him.
Great player. Yeah. Probably half the reason he's in the Hall of Fame is what he did against us. Had a lot of big games against us.
So getting back to Julian, when you drafted him in 2009, what would your reaction have been if someone had told you he'd spend almost a decade with the team and be as productive as he's been for you guys?
Yeah, Julian. Julian's improved and done a lot of things that he never did in college. So that was, not maybe something that you would have projected or anticipated, but at the same time, you know, he had enough qualities that we drafted him, and he showed that even as a rookie, I think, you know, in terms of his production. Not taking anything away from Julian, but I would have been a lot more surprised at Steve Neal's career than Edelman's, let's put it that way.
It seems like Julian's one of those guys that practices harder as he would in a game. Is that something that sets the tone for the rest of the guys sometimes?
Yeah, Julian's a tough player. He competes well.
When this breaks up and they're gone until training camp, what's your message to them in the time off? What you expect from them when they get back here?
Well, I think it's obvious we all have a lot of work to do. Coaches, players, you know, each individual, each unit. So we need to, let's say, make the gains that we can make in that time frame and be ready to come together to put a good product on the field when we come back in July and through training camp and all of this. So. But we got a long way to go. We all have a lot of work to do. There's some things we can do over the next month. There's some things we can't. And then when we regroup, then that'll obviously be a key time for us. The better prepared we are for that, probably the more production we'll have. And if we're not prepared for it, then we'll miss another opportunity.
Thanks, coach.
Great. Okay. Thanks. Thank you. All right. Have a good summer.